Sorry, I didn't give you very long on that one, but I thought you'd probably, if you want to keep talking about these things, you can talk about them over lunch, can't you? You've probably got all sorts of questions about Adam, haven't you? Should we just come together for a couple of minutes and then we can continue those chats over lunch? So, who wants to volunteer? How are Adam and Christ similar? How are they different?
Okay, they're similar in the sense that they're both human, but they're different in the sense that Jesus has the connection. I don't even know what the word is. Okay, well, the connection that we strive for is one with God, but the connection that we have with Adam is one that isn't the
principle. Yeah. Principle. Yep.
I think you made a good point that at the beginning, pre-fall, they were both similar because they both had that fantastic connection with God. But then we are actually descendants of post-fall.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, things weren't perfect in the garden, but they were very good. Yeah. They were very good and there was no sin there. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus was perfect.
Jesus was perfect. Adam sinned. Yep.
Jesus could resist temptation.
Yes. Jesus could resist temptation. Interesting, isn't it? Adam fell when all the circumstances were brilliant, weren't they? All the circumstances were fantastic. He's in a garden in paradise. He could see the Lord face to face. And he fell to the devil's temptations. Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days. He's hungry. And he stands. And then in his much harder garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, again, when all Adam has to do is not go to the tree, all Jesus has to do is much more difficult, isn't it? He has to go to the tree, a different tree, a much more difficult tree. And Jesus goes there for us. So, very different. In what ways are they similar? Yeah, they both were flesh. Jesus, the Word from the beginning who became flesh.
They both shaped our lives.
Yeah, exactly. They're both sort of the heads of sort of family trees, if you like. Born in Adam by his seed, born again in Christ by his Spirit. Those are the differences. You might have all sorts of questions about Adam and that kind of thing. It'd be great to chat that through over lunch. But did people have interesting things to say about question four? It's quite revealing, isn't it? I'm asking you to do to drop your problems into. Good comeback.
Basically, the problem, that problem is beyond us all, and that we've all got the problem.
Yeah.
But we know how to solve it because we're going to strive for, because that's what it is, strive for our connection with Christ and God, and through Christ with God.
Did you strive to get born?
No.
Did you strive to get born again?
No.
I mean, that image is very interesting, isn't it? You know, I didn't try very hard to get born. And I think one of the similarities Jesus wants to bring as we think about how we get connected to God again is that it wasn't our labors that gave us for our first birth. It was the labors of another who suffered for you, who gave you your first birth, wasn't it? Your mum went through some great striving to give you birth. And I think in the same way, Christ, through his labors, has given us second birth. He suffers, and we are given it as a gift. And certainly now that we have new life, we strive on in the strength of his new life.
We have to seek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm thinking about talking to somebody else as well who's non-Christian, they have to seek that birth, that second birth.
It's a really good sort of question to think about. From John chapter 3, what does Jesus say to Nicodemus in terms of Okay, he wants Nicodemus to be born again. He says, think about the snake that got lifted up in the wilderness. Do you remember that? So the Israelites are getting bitten by snakes. They put a snake up on a pole so that anyone who just looks at that receives healing and blessing and new life. And Jesus says, in the same way, I'm going to be lifted up on a cross. All you've got to do is look and live.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, though, that they've got to be prepared to look.
Yeah.
And we've got to be prepared to look.
Yeah, yeah.
But supposing that there is an action, there is a doing. It doesn't happen naturally.
Yeah.
It will happen naturally. Once you look, then...
Yeah.
By His
Spirit. By His Spirit. He revealed Christ. We look away from ourselves to Christ and we find new life.
I think that's the biggest point, looking away from yourself and then looking to Christ.
We'll think about how we receive Christ in our third session. But that's probably a good time to break.
Great. Well, time for lunch, which I think is taking place in the barn over there, is it?